At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy back at it again. Bang, bang, bang. Listen, the season is around the corner. We can feel it. It's in the air. Stuff is in the air right now. And it's like perfect timing just to get fan bases fired up, just to get you fired up, me fired up, the whole team fired up. I don't know if you guys are not fired up. Y'all should be. Oh, baby. You got me sounding like my man Z by. Oh, baby. Listen, man, I'm excited. You know, every season when before the season starts, like the season ends and we're like, oh, man, the season just ended. What are we going to do? And then we look forward to the draft. Then we look forward to free agency, blase, blase, blase. Right. And then there's that lull where everybody goes on and gets the, you know, what I mean, that rest. And we're like, man, this season can't get here soon enough. Now that we're like days away from the season starting, it's like, yo, I'm not prepared. I feel like I'm not prepared, but at the same time, I am. So y'all already know, man, me and Z-Bot went through with it last week when we were talking about like theme music, right? Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. Yo, once that music gets queued up, it's over with. You back in the business, man. Week one is actually probably, I think, would you say week one is probably the most exciting part of football, right? To just get started week one, that first kickoff, and we're off, right? You always hear that, and we're off. The 2024 season is under wraps and underway, right? Yo, I'm pumped up. But before we can get into, the Cardinals, and we're going to obviously get into the Cardinals and the Bills preview, but we'll get more into that later this week when I'm with my man Z-Bot. But folks, Stephon Diggs is at it again. He's at it again, man. Golly, bruh. I get it. You're answering questions honestly. You're answering questions honestly, but we've heard these answers before. But here we go again, listening to Stephon Diggs go at it. Listen, and I'm a fan of Stephon Diggs. I mean, if we're going to sit here and say we hate the guy because he's not on the squad anymore, and if you're not on the Bills, you're dead to me. I get that crowd. I get it. But, like, you got to know the player. You got to know the type of person he is, the passion he brings to the squad and stuff. But then there's the antics that come along with it that we get tired of. And we got tired of. And here he goes again. This brother don't stop. So, Stephon Diggs was doing an interview, I believe, with GQ Magazine. Right? And we all know. My man is a GQ. He's a, you know what I mean? He's a good looking cat. And he's got that fashion. He's the fashionista. You know what I mean? He's got that fashion behind him. And once football's done, I'm sure he's going to get into some runway stuff and some fashion stuff. Cause that's what he's doing currently right now in the off season. Right. So he caught up to GQ Magazine and I believe it's GQ Magazine. Don't quote me. I'll find out. I guess they got to asking the brother some questions. And questions he answered. So let me just get into my, I'm going to jump into my Twitter because I don't want to misquote these things. Right. So I had to like make a comment on my own so I can remember to reference back to it. But just a quick poll that we're going to just take with each other. Are we sick and tired of hearing Diggs just keep yapping away? Because it does get tiresome. So let's get into some of the sound bites of our, I don't want to say sound bites, I guess written bites, if you will, let's get into some of the stuff that my man Diesel's talking about, right? So let me share my screen quick so we can get right to it. And I'll have you know, I'm still a big fan of Diggs. I'm going to be rooting for him because I'm a fan of the player. I love his game. But it's very fair to say that he fell off in the later end of the season. That's a fact. There's nothing that we can say, oh, well, no. There's no well, nothing. The numbers are the numbers, right? The market is the market. The numbers are the numbers, right? So let's talk about my guy Diggs for a quick second here, right? So Diggs was asked about before he was traded, right? And he had this to say. He says, none of the teams, and I'm going to get the full quote because this one's a wild quote. That's what stuck to me, right? But none of the teams that wanted to get rid of me, none of those teams wanted to get rid of me, he says. Things had to shake because I kind of wanted them to shake. Bro, that's a quote right there. Things had to shake because I wanted them to shake. So it wasn't a matter of Minnesota, wanting to move on from you, because I'm sure Minnesota didn't want to move on from you. He said it himself. They didn't want to move on from me. But I was starting to realize things weren't good for me. So for me, I had to make things shake. So how do you make things shake? You got to shake things from inside the locker room a little bit. You got to shake things from your phone. You got to shake things from making comments and saying things and reacting to things, right? So that's how you shake. So then you shake enough, right? Things start to topple. You start to shake a tabletop. You know what I'm saying? A little nudge. I mean, you disturb the table a little bit, but you shake that table enough. There goes the utensils. There goes the cup. There goes everything, right? So my man started to shake. He shook his ass out of Minnesota. Brandon B was like, all right, bet. I got you. Come to Buffalo. He has the best 4 years of his career in Buffalo. But yet, he said his mental state, I'm paraphrasing here, but he was not in the best mental state this last year with Buffalo. So we'll get back into this whole shake business, because I'm not feeling that. So then he was asked about meeting 4,000 yards to move into the Hall of Fame territory, right? For running backs, I believe 12,000 yards is like that benchmark. You got to hit that benchmark. For, I guess, receivers, 14,000 yards kind of gets you into that conversation, give or take. But anyway, he says that he pays real close attention. It's not a game to him. He said this stuff is not a game to him. And when you start, I'm sure every player looks at the numbers. I'm sure they do. And I'm not going to question if he loves the game, because that's not about it. That's not about if you love the game or not. But ask me if Barry Sanders paid attention to the numbers. Barry Sanders not paid attention to numbers. He just played the ball. He played the game. And when he felt he was done, he was like, I'm out. And some folks say he could have played way longer, right? And I bring this up. I bring this up because he's close to being in that conversation. And if he does well, he will. The Texans, on the other hand, and we're going to get into the Texans a little bit, but the Texans kind of are like, you need to show me, you need to prove to me that you're still the Diggs that we think you could be. But we're not tying our cares to your horse just yet. We're just going to softly, rope it around your neck for a little bit or around your chest, and we'll see how far you can take us. If we feel like you are ready to roll and die for the squad and you're long-term, we could talk about that. Right now, he ain't on a long-term. He's on a pretty much a one-year deal, right? So 4,000 yards, listen, I root for the guy. I actually like the player. When he's on the field, I love his passion, all that good stuff, bro. But there's the other stuff that comes with it. But that's what he plays a lot of close attention. That's really neither here nor there, right? Stephon Diggs on the dip in production during last season. That's the one. What, you thought I forgot how to play football? Some might say you did, bro. Some might say you did. Some might say week 10, you kind of did forget. Or did you just lose your passion? Did you just kind of give in? Did you just say, you know what, F it? If this is how they want to roll with this, then you're going to get half my effort? I don't know. But we got full effort from you from week 1 to 10. The numbers prove it. And then from Denver down, it was tragic. It wasn't where we needed Stephon Diggs to be for this unit. Tell me I'm lying. once that Denver game hit, bro, it was kind of, you know what I mean, mediocre at best. Your best performance came in that Eagles game. Although we should have won that game. I thought that we were the better team. That was your best performance. After that, man, it was a dud after dud after dud. And I'm not saying it pains me to say this, but that's just the facts, baby. That's just the facts. But let's keep it pushing. On people judging his emotions during the game. See, I won't ever judge a player in his emotions. I know that it's fun to do it. We used to do it to Tom Brady when he used to get upset and throw the iPad and slam the phone and do all that stuff. Bro, when someone wants to win, you don't understand the emotions they're in once you're within those lines, right? Like T.O. loved the game. He was passionate. I mean, sometimes some folks might look at his passion. I say, yeah, that was toxic. But I don't judge people's ways that they do things because, I mean, whatever gets you in the game to perform and do what you got to do, do what you got to do. But he's not wrong. Every year you train all year round, 17 games. You put the blood, the sweat and all that stuff. So don't tell me how I'm supposed to react if I put the work in the offseason and I'm displaying my emotions on my sleeves for everybody to see. Everybody deals with things different. There's some people that just don't yell. They don't say nothing. Andre Johnson, I'm sure he had a lot of passion, but you didn't hear him go rah-rah. He just did it differently. I mean, he let his emotions speak when he took Courtland Finnegan and you know, and put the beats on my mans. And he even called it too. Yo, coach, I know I'm going to get a penalty for this, but watch this. If you guys don't know, go watch Shannon Sharp and Ocho when they were interviewing Andre Johnson. But that's a whole nother ballgame. All right? So judging his emotions, I mean, some people might say, well, listen, I didn't like when he was doing all of this to the franchise quarterback. Now, a lot of people can interpret what this meant. It could be like, what are you doing? Do you want to win this game? Like, you could think about what you want. Who knows? Nobody knows what they said. Nobody's going to admit what he was saying when he was doing this. But sometimes the pictures, they paint some for everybody to see. And you can make up your mind on what this meant to you. So he don't stop. He's still there. So Stefan, on being a competitor, he says, I don't know one star in any sport that doesn't want the ball. And that's facts. If you ain't getting the ball, it's not a problem. You ain't a competitor. Nobody's taking that away from you, friend. Nobody's taking that. We know you're a competitor. We've seen it for the last 4 years. We just want to know, where was the competitor from weeks 11 on? Where was the competitor? You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible because I love Stefon Diggs. But you got to call a spade, right? Where was that competitor when we needed your ass against the Kansas City Chiefs? Where was that competitor when Josh Allen put that ball on the rope? Right off the bicep. I know that hurts. I know you wear that one because you're like, damn, I should have had that one. I get it. We're all competitive. I mean, these players are all competitors. I get that. And lastly, Stefan, the outside hate. Now, here's the big one. Because right now, people are getting sick of his nonsense. Let's be real. They're getting sick of his nonsense, him yapping away about his time at Buffalo. Some people kind of forgot about this, brother, man. Yo, you're in Houston, man. Go do your thing in Houston, right? But he says, push me in a corner. I'm going to show you my best ish. I'm a person that enjoys being doubted. I enjoy proving people wrong. I think we all do, right? But also, I enjoy doing it for myself. Everything I say I am. I'm standing true to it. And every time I prove myself right, everybody disappears. I like when they get quiet. Ooh-wee. All right. So that's our guy, Stefan Diggs, man. So what say you on Steph and the chatter that he's doing? Are we here for it? Are we sick of it? Here's my take on Steph talking. Bro, you didn't need to do all that. You didn't need to do all that, man. You're in a new destination. You got a young, thriving quarterback in CJ Stroud. And I think that his spirit is strong. So I don't think he's going to be, you know, swayed by Stefan Diggs. But we could be wrong. Nico Collins is probably most likely the number one guy out there. Stefan Diggs most likely would be number two. Let's be real. Tank Dell definitely is making some noise as well. But it's the chatter for me, right? And the one thing that got to me was, you know, I mean, the outside hate that he's getting, which is, it was absolutely normal. We're going to get that. You used to be on the squad. You pretty much said it yourself. You got yourself out of Buffalo because you had to shake things. And Brandon Bean pretty much was like, you know what? That $31 million cap hit, that dead cap hit, I'll eat that. You out of here. I'd rather cut the nonsense from this locker room and from this team and kind of heal from that and try to build on from that. But it's the constant chatter that he has to keep bringing this up. Bro, you're in a new destination, my G. Let's keep it pushing. Because you know we are going to grab onto that and go from there. So then I'm like, he's doing all this talking right now. And I'm a competitor. I'm this. And did I forget how to play football and all that chatter? And I'm looking at what he was able to do when we had our previous offensive coordinator. We wanted to make sure that he got the football. Week one, 13 targets, 10 receptions, 102 yards, 10 yards of pop. We lose that game, though. But Stephon Diggs is Stephon Diggs. Let's roll. Next game, 7 receptions for 66. Next game, 8 for a buck 11. 6 for 120 against Miami with a drubbing at 48-20. Right? We go to Jacksonville, 8 for 121. We lose that game, but hell of a game. We go to the Giants. They took us right to the brink. We won 14-9. 10 receptions for 100 yards. 16 targets. Bro, your target share is up there. The next game, 12 targets against the New England Patriots, right? We lose that game. 29-25, wild. We had to get that game in Tampa, right? 24-18, 9 receptions for 70 yards. So now we're like, we've taken a couple L's that we shouldn't have taken. We're shaky a little bit. The team is questioning things. We're questioning the offensive coordinator. We go to Cincinnati. We lose 24-18, 6 for 86. We're still questioning things. We go to Denver. We lose. 3 receptions. 5 targets. Hold on a sec. What changed? Joe Brady. Now, I got to give credit to Joe Brady. Why I got to give credit to Joe Brady? Because Joe Brady came through and said, all right, I can follow what Ken Dorsey was doing and continue to feed the football to Stephon Diggs, but we're not going to get the results we need, which are W's. We need the W's. All right, I got to make a conscious effort on what I'm supposed to do here. I got a young, thriving tight end in Dalton Kincaid. I could use him a little bit more. I got James Cook that I should be giving him the rock to get hot so he can start doing things. Hold on, we got a young and thriving young receiver in Khalil Shakir. I've seen some things. Why am I not using these guys, man? Let's try to see what we got. What are we going to lose? So Joe Brady comes in and says, all right, let's see something. New York Jets, the following game. We win 32-6. 8 targets for Stephon Diggs, 4 receptions, 27 yards. Right? But we win. We go to Philly. We put up a good fight against Philly. 6 for 74. Not bad. You're involved in the game. And then it happened. Kansas City. We win the game. 11 targets. Snead locked your ass down. 4 for 24. We go to Dallas. We didn't really need your services. We ran the ball down their throats. But Joe Brady sees something. He's like, hold on. We can still win the ball game when he's not involved. Let's run the football. Let's get Kincaid involved. Let's get Shakir involved. And then we start ripping off wins. We rip off one against the Dallas Cowboys. We rip one against Kansas City. We came close to Philly. We should have won that one, but we didn't. It's all good. Chargers, they gave us a fight. We pushed and won that. But by the way, 5 receptions, 29 yards. 4 receptions, 26 yards against New England. Barely beat them 27-21. And then the Miami Dolphins, you came through. 7 for 87. But we needed that win. We needed you. You came through. I'll give you that. But Joe Brady figured something out. We can win without having to make you the lone receiver. Now, it doesn't always work that way because sometimes you have to have a bona fide guy that when push comes to shove, I need you to show up. When push comes to shove, I need you to show up. It's the facts. It's true. You need that. Number one guys, they understand. Devontae Adams, bro. Yo, put it on my shoulders. I got you. I don't care who's throwing me the football. I'm here. I'm here for it. Amon-Ra St. Brown is becoming the number one guy. We didn't need you to be the number one guy, and we were still able to find success. Even when we got to the playoffs, up against our nemesis, you know who, the Kansas City Chiefs. 3 receptions, 21 yards. Bro, we needed you. It's not like you didn't get your target share. You got 8 targets. The game before that, against Pittsburgh, 7 receptions, 52 yards, modest. But we needed you in that Kansas City game. You didn't show up. Oh, did I just forget how to play football? I don't know, bro. I don't know what happened to you. But all this chatter, you got to chill. Because that all they're going to do is just go back to that playoff, just bring up the playoffs. What have you done for me in the playoffs? That's what they're going to have to just bring up. They're going to bring that up. So what you going to tell me? What you going to tell me? And it pains me to say this because I like Stephon. I'm a big Stephon Diggs fan. But you all that chatter you're doing, you better back that shit up in Houston. Matter of fact, week five, circle that game up. Circle that game up week five. That's going to be fun. But big props to Joe Brady for making the conscious decision to say, you know what? Everyone's going to eat. And when it's your turn to shine, you better shine. When it's your turn, when you're hot, I'm going to keep giving you the football so you do what you got to do. But let's not forget, things run through 17. 17 is going to show you how elite he is because he's going to be able to have same success, strong success. I don't want to say same because nothing's ever the same. But strong success this year with a new cast. And a cast that understands their role. A cast that gives you different abilities on the field. Keon Coleman's going to have his specialty. Curtis Samuel's going to have his specialty. And damn it, Khalil Shakir is going to have a breakout year, baby. He's going to have a breakout year. Now, Diggs has not always said, it's you. He has had his moments of saying, bro, I know I messed up. I know I could have been better here. I know I could have been here and there. But all this chatter getting tiresome, bro. all this chatter is getting tiresome, bro. Just do what you do. And we're going to see if you quiet a lot of people because, bro, they're going to be watching. And you got certified dogs in Houston. I hope he does well. Just not against us. I'm going to be rooting for him. I still, because I like the player. But the chatter gets old, does it not? Anyways, I see a lot of comments coming in, so I'm going to try to jump into some of the comments and let me know how y'all feel. And how do you guys feel about this Stephon Diggs coming out with this more conversation? I'm curious as to how y'all feel about this. I got my man Sal says, the problem is Diggs is a diva, not a team player. He will end up a 3 wherever he goes. Well, here's another thing too, right? So what is the saying? Shame on, the first time you offend someone, you shame on me. And the second time, shame on you. I always mess that thing up. But anyway, I bring this up because the owner GM understand what's going on. Right, they're looking at the timeline. All right, he was in Minnesota, a promising player, and he got himself out of there. Fine, you know what I mean. The first time, toxic. Maybe he wasn't good. Maybe they didn't. He felt that he was not being utilized. They valued Adam Thielen more than he did. Okay, fine, we get it. You go to Stephon Diggs, and you guys have a bromance right off the rip. Everything is great, but you just can't get over the hump. So you yourself say, I had to shake things to get out of there. I have to shake things to get out of there. All right, so they give up a second round pick for you. Owner and GM, head coach as well, are looking at this like, all right, I'm not committing to this, man. Something, but so I don't trust all of this. So this is going to be a one-year deal, and this is going to be at, let me see where you're at age 30. Let me see where you're at in terms of how things go if they're in your favor. And if they're not in your favor, how will you react? And if it's something that I just don't like, yo, good riddance. You're going to be looking for your fourth team. So they know what's good. Will he be on his best behavior? Will he be, you know, be putting all the effort in? Of course he is. And is he going to be a dog? Yes. But they're watching. And if it's too much and we start seeing signs and CJ's like, yeah, we good with Nico and we good with Tank. Yo, they're going to just say peace. Now, will that happen? Who knows? You got to let the season play out. But this Diggs chatter is something else, boy. It's something else. So what say you on this Diggs chatter? I got my man Walter. I love Walter's takes. Walter says, my point is the blame goes around, but people want to blame the second best player that was on the squad. Contrary to popular belief, it's fine to get contributions from others. It absolutely is. And that's exactly what Joe Brady said. Pretty much did. Didn't even say anything. He just did it. We're still going to make you a focus, but we're not going to make you the sole focus. Because making you the sole focus hasn't really garnered the results we needed for this past year. You saw it. At one point, we had a 1%, less than a 1% chance to make the playoffs. And we had an elite quarterback. We had an elite receiver. I still think he's elite. He's in that elite ball club. And we were still just not getting the job done. Until Joe Brady had to say, all right, let me see what I got. Which pretty much earned him the full-time gig as the OC. Randy Prokes. What's up, Randy? Diggs had chances to be him, I think is what you're saying. To be ready, mentally checked out, as it was no longer just about him. Very narcissistic, in my opinion. They kept acting out. This will repeat. And it could. If things are going his way in Houston, you know what it's going to be. The first headline. It writes itself. Houston, we have a problem. And there's going to be a picture of Diggs. You know what I mean? Doing this, pointing, sitting down after a drop football. Who knows? I'm not speculating that, but it could be. I can totally see that. The headline, Houston, we have a problem. I'm sure it is queued up right now. They have it queued up. They might even save it for week 5. let's be real. Chris Carboni, what's going on, Chris? Chris says, also, he decided to take himself out of the team mentally. He wasn't that guy mentally. He was a diva and didn't want the smoke. There was a few things that my man Pierre said. There are moments where there'd be crucial moments in the game and you're looking on the field and you're like, where the heck is 14? There are moments, I don't understand why, and I don't know what the reasons were, but there are some moments in the season where big moments where we needed him down the stretch, he wouldn't be on the field because he's on the sideline because he pulls himself out. Maybe preserving himself, I have no idea. But there were some moments. I bring that up just because it was just something that I remembered. I had to just bring that part up. Walter says, I feel like people are too lenient on the fact that Brady couldn't get our receiver one involved better and efficient. Blame Diggs if you will, but keep some of that energy with an offensive corner that couldn't get him involved. Well, I beg to differ with the couldn't get him involved part because it's not like the target shares weren't there. The target. Let's just go to when they say that the decline was happening and when Joe Brady took over. Let's go to the New York Jets game. 8 targets, 11 targets the following game, 11 targets the game after that, right? Week 14, 5 targets. Week 15, 8 targets, 7 targets, 8 targets. It wasn't like they weren't giving the football to the point where there were even getting him screen plays. Stephon Diggs is not a screen guy, in my opinion. He don't have the explosiveness to be the catch and go and make a decision. That's not his game there. He's a great route runner. But to get him on a screen and go, there were multiple times I saw Joe Brady trying to get him involved by trying to get him involved in the receiver screen game. And that didn't quite work out. I mean, wasn't there a moment in the playoff game? And I'm my memory is a little hazy. I'm getting a little older now. Where the game was screened, he almost gave the football up, or did he fumble it? I can't recall. So like, it wasn't Brady wasn't trying to get Jim. Brady ain't stupid. He knows who's there. He knows 14, but he also knows he's got 10. He also knows he's got Kincaid. He's got number 4. He's got to get those boys involved. My man JK says, Diggs living in Bill's heads rent-free. Nah, he not. Trust me. We good. We good over here. But you talking about him? It's football, baby. We got to talk about everything. He's associated to the Bills. Got to talk about it. And once week 5 hits, we're going to be really talking about it. And that's real. Drew says, I'm pretty sure that was one of the first plays of the offense. It was. I think it was the first play. Receiver screen. And either he fumbled or I can't remember what it was, but he nearly gave up the football right off the rip. I mean, shit happens. It's football. I'm not going to blame it for it. Target shares without context tells us nothing. Are you including the missed shots by Allen that we were complaining about weekly? What about the screen passes usage that increased when Brady used? I was just talking about that, right? There was some increased screen plays to Diggs, but there were also some moments that there were times where I was jumping out of my seat. This is why I don't hate on Diggs all the way, because I still love Diggs. Y'all know that. I was actually a defender of him. And y'all are like, man, get that bum out of here. It's like, nah, man, that boy's my guy, right? But there were moments that he was wide open downfield and Josh just either didn't look his way or he just blatantly missed it. There was a connection issue between those two down the stretch. Or actually, yeah, down the stretch for sure. Now, am I mad that Diggs is not on the squad? At first, I think we were all taken by it. We were all kind of like, whoa, didn't see that coming. We were all thinking, oh, it's a dead cap. It's not going to happen. He's on the squad. Don't even stress about it. But we also knew there was too many things happening right now that this doesn't seem right. This don't seem right. And obviously, the results came. They moved it on from him. Clearly, Brandon Bean ain't no dummy. He saw what was up. And he was like, ain't no way. I got to keep my quarterback happy. I got to keep my franchise happy. I got to keep my Bills fan base happy. I got to move on from this, brother. So with the moves that he's done this offseason, we will very soon find out what this is all about and how this is all going to shake out. But let me put a button in this whole Stephon Diggs thing. I'm a fan of the man. I root for him. I really will root for him as a player. I like Diggs the player. I like his story. I like his backstory. Forget about all that chatter, the backstory, how he grew up. I like all of that, right? But what I don't like is all that extracurricular nonsense, right? But he's calculated. He's a smart guy. He's a calculated guy. He calculated his way out of Minnesota. He calculated his way out of Buffalo. And now you're on your third team. So we'll see how this all plays out. And you went to a wonderful scenario. A young and thriving quarterback, an up-and-coming head coach, a hot offensive coordinator. You got a bona fide number one receiver, Nico Collins, got paid like one. So the pressure is going to be off of you. You should thrive in Houston. You should. Just not week 5. We can't have that. We can't have that in week 5. Yo, Smidgey Digi says, yo, Diggs forced his way out of two teams. He mentally checked out last year, and he didn't show up when we needed him the most. That's facts. When we needed him to show up, Legarius Sneed said, no, thank you. And guess what? Here's the funny part. Legarius Sneed is now in the AFC South. Plays for the Titans. He gets to face Diggs twice a year. Oh, I'm sure he's looking forward to that. I'm sure he's looking forward to that. So that'll be fun. That will be fun. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just want to get that off my chest about Diggs. I still love the man. I still do. I still root for the guy. I love the football player. I love football. And you can't deny a dude that can play. I love Devontae Adams, too. I love that. The game. I love OBJ. I love all these guys, man. But it is what it is, man. I just hate that we have to send him to Houston. We could send him somewhere else, but not Houston. Golly. But we'll see. Your bold, hot, fire take predictions for the Bills this season. Thoughts? P.S. Chiefs fans, respect. What's up, man? Chiefs fans always showing love to the Bills fans. I get it, man. Y'all secretly like us, man. Your bold, hot take prediction for the Bills this season. I don't got a bold, hot one. there really is not a bold, hot one. I don't have one. I just think that the Bills will definitely be competitive. They ain't going, I don't see this 9-win team that some folks are talking about and barely getting to 10, 11 wins. I see a 12-win team. I still see a damn good team. I still see a damn good coach, damn good GM. So I think we'll be all right, man. I think we'll be all right. Walter, as if replying to Scott Blake, so I'm supposed to disregard 3.5 seasons of great play for half a season of struggles? But it's fine to think a dude like Hollins, that's older than Diggs, will have a great year. Yo, Walter's fighting for his life in the chat right now. Walter, hang on, bro. I got you. I got you. And for those that want to poo-poo on Diggs, let me get Walter's back a little bit. I know there's a lot of recency bias, right? Where he ain't on the team, so F him. Nah, bro. You gotta realize that what Josh Allen was throwing to before Diggs arrived was pretty good. Cole Beasley, John Brown, it was not bad. But we knew we needed more. Let's be real. We knew we needed more, and that we did. And when he did arrive to the Bills, it was a different ballgame. Everything got elevated. The competition on the offensive side got elevated, right? He elevated everybody's game because he brought a level of play. It even increased the level of play of Josh Allen. So we can't dismiss that. Josh Allen got better because of Stephon Diggs. Vice versa. Diggs got a chance to play with an elite quarterback. So it was mutually beneficial for both, but it comes a time where you got to split. Nothing's forever. Nothing's forever. Look, I mean, Pippen and Jordan, at one point where you know what I mean, best of buds, and then, I don't know, Pippen just started tripping at one point. Then he started not respecting, you know what I mean, Jordan at one point. Even to this day, sometimes I think he's talking some ish. Sometimes it happens, man. There was a point where, you know what I mean, Kobe and Shaq were the formidable duo. Shit happens, man. Shit happens. Man, what I would have wished if they just stuck it out and stayed together. What could have been? What could have been? Man, I always go back to that. What could have been is Shaq and Kobe stayed together. But sometimes you got it. It's splits happen. Especially sports these days, contracts, all that good stuff. It happens. Anyway, I'm done with that. Let's move on to the next topic of conversation. Ryan Clark. Y'all know who Ryan Clark is. Former safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now an analyst for ESPN. And he had some words today on Bills Mafia and their appreciation for two former players. Now, before I get into this, I want to give a big shout out to my guy, Carl Jones. You guys already know who Carl Jones is. He was one of my counterparts last year. He was on every Tuesday with me, and we chop it up, and he's doing good things right now. He just had a pretty cool interview and sit down with Ryan Clark, which the rest of the video he's going to put out sometime soon. So I'm looking forward to seeing the whole interview. So shout out to my guy, Carl Jones. If you're watching this, y'all know what it is, right? So Ryan Clark, you know how some of these cats are. You appreciate the former player because they have certain insight. They see things that we necessarily wouldn't see, right? That high school football we played and that 1 year of college we played, it doesn't equate to guys that are playing in the league for years, right? They see things, they know things, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes when you get on TV, you got to say a couple things. You know?
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I mean, that kind of get the juices flowing and get people talking. Now, Ryan Clark was on with my man Carl Jones, and they were talking about the formidable duo in Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde. And this is what Ryan Clark had to say. So let me play this clip for y'all, and I'll be right back.
I think the first thing that Buffalo Bills or Bills Mafia will understand is that y'all didn't appreciate those two dudes enough. There was the level of play and excellence that they demonstrated together that I don't think ever got the credit it deserved. We're talking about two Pro Bowl caliber players, all pro caliber players, extremely intelligent, and you work off of one another so well. I was talking to Javon Holland, who now plays with Poe down in Miami, and he was just saying how every year the safety opposite of him has switched. So you had to learn a new guy, learn how to communicate, learn how to play off of a dude. You didn't have that in Buffalo because of Jordan and Micah. When I played with Troy, we never had that because we played together for 8 years. So there was always a synergy, some communication, some chemistry. When you lose that, that's huge because those two dudes along with the middle backer run the entire defense. And then their playmaking ability. Micah was a ball hog. Micah understood how to play the deep part of the field. Jordan was the down safety that could move into the box, also play high. And so I think you're going to have a drop off in play. But more than anything, you're going to have a drop off in the way the defense was able to run efficiently. And that could be even bigger than the actual play of two very good, you know, safeties that you guys have had for a long time.
So that ruffled a couple feathers from Bills Mafia. Were Bills fans justified to feel some type of way with Ryan Clark's comments on Bills Mafia's appreciation or their lack thereof appreciation for both Micah Hyde and Jordan Poirier, right? And the part that's triggering Bills Mafia is this part right here.
I think the first thing that Buffalo Bills or Bills Mafia will understand is that y'all didn't appreciate those two dudes enough.
That part right there. Y'all didn't appreciate those two dudes enough. Cap. Sir, with all due respect, right? It's cap. I'd go as far to say we overappreciated those guys. We're still trying to say, hey, is Micah Hyde still available to come back? If you didn't appreciate someone, you wouldn't even be bothering to even mention this player coming back. That's number one. Number two, even when we knew they were getting long in the tooth, we still had major love for these guys. We still were like Micah Hyde, one of the best duos in the game. We were pumping these guys up before even y'all were talking. We were the ones saying, yo, bro, this guy had numbers better than this safety, that safety, that safety. And you snubbed him as a Pro Bowler? You snubbed him as an All-Pro? Yo, we had to get loud for national media to find out Poirier and Hyde were that dude. Until some of y'all started to say, yo, this is one of the best duos in the game. You're damn right. You don't think Bills Mafia knew that? You don't think we knew that? You don't think we appreciated our own? It's a small market team. I know y'all ain't paying attention to too much. I mean, it's not really glitz and glam. The glitz and glam was on the offense with Josh Allen and Diggs, right? That was the glitz and glam. The Bills always fielded a damn good defense. But you're going to sit here and say the Bills Mafia didn't appreciate them enough? Are you? Come on, man. Now, I will say this, though. Sometimes people misspeak. And it does happen, right? You're thinking one thing. you say another and you're like, I already said it. So I mean, I'm gonna just roll with it because my intent, I'm not trying to snub Bills Mafia. I'm just trying to make a point that these guys were great. We get that part. We know they're great. We've been knowing they're great. But to say that we didn't appreciate them enough, bruh. No, sir. We've been appreciating these guys right from jump. When we brought Micah Hyde from Green Bay, they didn't appreciate Micah Hyde. We did. The Buffalo Mafia embraced Micah Hyde when he came through. If you want to talk about the Browns and whoever didn't appreciate Poirier at the time, cool. When these boys got together and Babbage and McDermott molded these boys, developed these boys, they became one of the best in the game. We didn't appreciate that? Nah, bro. We absolutely appreciated that. We still have... Let me tell you how much they appreciate Micah Hyde and Jordan Poirier. Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde can come to Buffalo and say, hey, man, I am going to rent out the Bill Stadium. Tickets are free. And we're going to do a Boys and Girls Club. Or we're going to do some kind of event. Bro, that stadium we packed. I'll tell you that right now. The man, Micah Hyde still does a baseball charity game. And the thing is packed. Bruh, trust me, Mr. Clark. There's major appreciation for these boys. Even with Poirier going to the enemy in Miami, we're still going to have some love for our guy. Believe me, there are players that have left Buffalo, and they are dead to me. Stephon Gilmore? Good riddance. Wanted nothing to do with that dude. And he became, like, defensive player of the year. It was nice. Nah, bro. Now, and I respect Ryan Clark. I think he's doing great things. He's where he's at for a reason. He's animated. He's an educated guy. I mean, he's got charisma. He's got charisma. He's got all that stuff. And you kind of misspoke. So, and a lot of times, I say we. Sometimes it's okay. Like, I'll use myself as an example. There's sometimes I say something, I was like, ooh, I was wrong. Or that take was a little off. I might come back and say, you know what? I got to come back on that take because X, Y, Z. There's no fault in that. Actually, some people actually appreciate that more. So, Bills Mafia came for Ryan Clark. Let me kind of give you an example of what I'm talking about when it comes to what took place with that explanation and or that clip that came out, right? So my man Ryan Clark had an opportunity. I think he still does have an opportunity to kind of, I don't want to say take back what he said. He doesn't need to take anything back because I don't think he took a shot at Bills Mafia. I don't think he insulted us. I don't think he was saying y'all are whack. He wasn't saying that. He was just saying that y'all didn't appreciate it. And we're saying, no, we really did appreciate it. So when, and I'm trying to open the clip here so I can kind of give an idea. So when Bills Mafia came for him, he had a great opportunity to kind of say, you know what? Maybe this is what I meant to say. I didn't mean to X, Y, Z, and so on and so forth. Bruh, he doubled down and said, one of the replies was crazy a fan base could be this insecure. So now he doubles down by saying, yo, I said what I said, and now y'all are insecure. You guys are mad insecure. My statement was truly about how special these men were and how special they were. It wasn't to be negative about the Bills fan base. We understand that's probably what you meant, but what you said was we didn't appreciate them. What we're saying to you was we did appreciate it. It's national media that didn't quite appreciate what we knew we already had in Buffalo. Y'all are late to the party. Y'all are late to the game. And then now that you become part of the party, now you're going to tell us we didn't appreciate. Bro, we've been appreciating these cats. But then you double down and say we're insecure. Nah, man. There's something called we're just defending our guys and defending the fact that we actually did appreciate them. But to now double down and say, yo, we insecure, bro, that's wild. That's the part where you can come back and say, hey, Bills Mafia, my bad, man. I didn't mean to say like you guys didn't appreciate them. I was just saying they were so great. And that's what he was pretty much saying. They're great. We knew that is what we're trying to tell you, my dude. But he doubled down. Talk about, oh, we insecure. I didn't realize you were insecure like that. Bruh, don't call us insecure. Because that was not the case. We were not insecure. And boy, did Bills Mafia come for him. Let me kind of give you an idea of what I'm referring to. Let me see if I can kind of read the quote tweets, because the quote tweets are wild. Actually, let me just go on Carl Jones's is a reply that I can kind of show you guys, because it's wild. Am I tripping when I say that? We already knew what we had in our guys, Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde. We still got love for these cats, even when he goes to Miami. And even though we knew that he was getting long in the tooth, we still showed love, and he still played hard for us. That's why I'm always going to have love for Jordan Poirier. Ain't no hate coming from here. Even Del Reed decided to get in here. Del Reed was like, man, this is laughable. Poe and Hyde were borderline worshipped here. He ain't lying. At the risk of sounding like a jerk, please don't speak on something you haven't spent the time looking into first. Golly. Dell is pretty much saying exactly what a lot of Bills Mafia were saying. Oh, don't stop there, brother. Randall Silver says, I love Ron Kirk, and he's one of my favorite analysts, but saying that Buffalo and our fans didn't appreciate Poe and Hyde is just throwing out an assumption without doing the work. Buffalo gave them their opportunity to shine, and Bills Mafia appreciated every minute. That is big facts. That is big facts. Ain't no lie, man. So you can just tell that this triggered a lot of folks. It triggered a lot of folks. I even jumped in there. I'm not gonna cap. That triggered me. That triggered me. It got me triggered. I jumped in real quick. And I was like, hey, man, because I do respect Ryan Clark, and I respect these analysts that do this, because it's not an easy gig. There's a lot of teams you got to know. There's a lot of players you got to know about. And I get it. You're paid handsomely to do the research and all that stuff. But sometimes you misspeak. It happens. So just, you know what I mean? Just stand on that. I came in and says, yo, I respect Ryan Clark. But Bills Mafia understood from jump what we had in both Poirier and Hyde. We did. If we're real about it, the safety room that we have right now have people kind of saying, I don't know what we have. Especially that we just found out that DeMar Hamlin is a starter. We'll get into that. So when 21 and 22 were back there, we didn't have a worry about the back end of that secondary. And I can tell you that right now. It allowed linebackers to play free. It allowed the defensive line to get after the quarterback. Because now the quarterback is saying, shoot, I can't go there because Micah Hyde's there. I can't go there because Jordan Poirier. Man, all to say this. We knew what we had in Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde. We absolutely we knew what we had. Ain't nothing. There's nothing to it. There's nothing to it. So that being said, I just wanted to share that. But get your thoughts. I wanted to get your thoughts. Was Ryan Clark? I can't even say did we not appreciate it, because we all know we did, to the point where we over appreciated these guys. Maybe there was Poirier. We gave him the opportunity to go elsewhere. To see, to get you. That's the respect that we have for these guys. That's what you call appreciation. Bro, we want you back. But I also don't want to disrespect you. So go and see what you can get out there. And if the market's not good for you, come on back. And that he did. Hey, fam, the market is not what I thought. I'm coming back to Buffalo. We could have easily said, nah, bro, we good. I'm going younger and I'm going elsewhere. But now we said, no, come on back, bro. We know what you bring to the table. Let's run this thing. Did we know that this was going to be his last year? Of course we did, but we still showed that brother love to the point where even now, with a messed up neck that Micah Hyde is dealing with, the door is still open for him to come back. And that's according to Brandon Bean. But we don't appreciate that, brother. We don't appreciate that. Ryan Clark found out today. He effed around and found out. And Bills Mafia came for his neck. And when they came for his neck, he was like, I wouldn't say he was apologetic, because he wasn't, because he stood on it and was like, hey, man, y'all are insecure. But when they came for him, he was like, hey, man, I'm just letting y'all know that you guys didn't appreciate the guy that was there. I don't think you guys appreciated him. And we said, yes, we did. Here are the receipts. Here's what's going on. And now he's feeling it. And because Bills Mafia is all up in his mentions, he's going to call us insecure. Bro, ain't nothing insecure about us, bro. We know what's up. We know what's good. So don't come to us talking about, oh, you being this way. Nah. We straight. We know what's good. We know what's going on. But anyway, like I said, it's not an easy gig to be an analyst to do this 24/7, talk all day, every day about these things. But you talk all day, every day about these things. So there's like some folks said, man, it just takes a little bit of time to just dive into, just click the hashtag Bills Mafia and then put Poyer or Bills Mafia Micah Hyde. And you'll see. It don't take long, brother. It don't take long. It really doesn't. So what say you? Let me hit the chat real quick and see how y'all feel about that. Did I nail it? Are we sharing the same sentiments in regards of how Bills Mafia really does feel about Poyer and Hyde? I got a super chat coming in from Boosted. It says, hey, this stat isn't brought up as much as it needs to. The last 10 games, Diggs had 80 targets, 422 yards. Shakir had 37 targets, 462 yards. Bro, that stat is exactly why Bean felt comfortable. And beyond that, not just that stat, and beyond that, that Bean felt comfortable enough to say, bro, kick rocks, man. Kick rocks. We got this. We saw at the later end of the season what Khalil Shakir could bring. And not only that, Khalil Shakir is not just looking to get the reception, but he's looking for more. And we've seen that countless times with Khalil. When we drafted Khalil, there were teams that were pissed that we drafted. We got this guy in the fifth round, late round. And there were teams that were, damn it, we wanted that dude. And we saw something. And I wouldn't call it wild per se, but there is the RAS score between, let me see if I have it here. I could put it up there. Did I save it? No, I didn't save it. The RAS score between Diggs. Oh, I do. I think I still do have it. Oh, I don't. I thought I did, but I don't. The RAS score between Diggs and Khalil Shakir were damn near identical. Actually, it was actually in favor of Khalil Shakir. Bro, we're going to be all right. So just wanted to touch base on those two topics. And we're going to get into a little bit of this Cardinals game, but I'm going to wait until I can hit that with my man Z-Bot later this week before the game does start. But I do want to take a break to mention our sponsors, the Autograph. If you guys have not downloaded Autograph, do me a favor, do that ASAP. This app is actually a pretty dope app. It allows you to just jump in there and everything Bills Mafia is there, from articles to video clips to podcasts to Twitter to trending topics, all there in one spot. And here's the thing, the more you interact with this app, the more fan points you gain. Sign up, download it. It is free. And with these fan points that you gain, use that code Buffalo Fanatics, merch, tickets, etc. Jump in on there, Autograph, download that, and tell them your boy sent you. Autograph. Let's go. Go ahead and download that. It's free. And code Buffalo Fanatic. So, next on the docket, these pesky Arizona Cardinals. Bro, is it ever too soon? I mean, I guess every game, every week one, I'm just going to talk a little on this game. But every week one is a crapshoot, in my opinion, at least. All right? And this Cardinals team, I don't know a whole lot about what's going on over there. I mean, I do. I mean, obviously, that's why I want to wait till Thursday. I'm going to, you know, put some time into, I mean, look at, see what's going on there. But I know what they drafted. I know what they got over there. Marvin Harrison Jr., 6'4", 205, 210, and runs like a damn gazelle and can catch and can jump. The dude is, I don't want to call him a generational player, but he is nice. He is absolutely nice. And you got a healthy Kyler Murray. Let's not forget, the last time we faced Kyler Murray, we got the Murray Hail Murray. You already know what time it is. So this is going to be an interesting matchup for the Bills. Because you have James Conner that you cannot sleep on. He's a bruising type back. He's a good back, solid back. Love his story. And he's earned his way as a top dog out there in Arizona. You got Marvin Harrison Jr. that's going to be an absolute problem. We're going to have to deal and learn how to deal with that. I kind of want to look at their roster right now. From what I understand, they brought in Sean Murphy Bunting. They drafted a young corner early. I believe it was a second rounder. Bro, this team, we can't sit here and sleep on this team and say this is going to be an absolute walkthrough. Now, Vegas sees this as I think they have the lines at -6 for the Bills. And I think the over-under points is 48 points, 48.5 points, something of that nature. So I'm looking at this matchup. How are y'all feeling about this matchup? Have you been doing a little bit of homework on these Arizona Cardinals, right? I'm curious as to how y'all feel about this. Hold on, let me just pull up this Cardinals roster to see what they're working with. This Cardinals depth chart, because I'm curious to see how this how we match up. Because the one thing that I was saying this offseason was you got a bona fide star of a receiver in Marvin Harrison Jr. that can pretty much do it all. You got Kyler Murray that if you turn your back towards Kyler Murray, he will hurt you. We know that very much so firsthand because this brother took us down using his legs and then whipping that thing to D-hop. Pain. We know. We've been there multiple times. But Marvin Harrison Jr., they got out there. They got Michael Wilson. Yeah, they do have Michael Wilson. Michael Wilson's a good player. And Trey McBride. Yeah, I remember Trey McBride. Okay, they got that big boy Trey McBride, big star. They got and they revamped their O-line. I do remember they brought in Jonah Williams. That's right. They got Will Hernandez out there. They got Paris Johnson. So they got some guys. They got some boys out there, man. They've revamped that O-line. They're trying to protect Kyler Murray. Do you blame them? Defensive end, defensive tackle, Bilal. I know they got, who was that? Kaiser White. That Kaiser White guy can play. I do know that, man. Obviously, you got Buda Baker out there. Deshaun Murphy. But, yo, they got some players, boy. They got some players. Max Melton. That was the rookie I was talking about. Max Melton. They got him in, what, the second round? Second round pick. All right. We're gonna see. I mean, I don't want to talk too much on these Cardinals because we're gonna do a lot more this coming up week on Friday, and then that game will start with pregame and all that stuff. Man, the season's around the corner. I got a question coming from my man South Buffalo Ray. Says, Eurico, can you please interview that dude in the chat from Airlanes Junior Football? Airlanes Junior Football. Where he at? Airlanes Junior Football. I don't know if he made a comment, but if I find it, I'm going to see what he's saying. I haven't seen anything yet. But anyway, my man Ronald Wrigley. What's up, Ronnie? Ronnie says, saw a rumor online about Buffalo trading for Bosa. Can we afford him? We cannot afford Dick. Did you not see what we had to do today? We had to restructure a couple deals today just to get back into some grace. I think we got back into cap save. We have cap savings of like $3.5 million, $4 million. But we had to like restructure a few deals today in order to be in the positive. Because obviously when we cut people, we got dead cap here. I mean, Lyle Collins, I remember reading something. Lyle Collins being cut alongside, who was the other player? Another player ended up costing us almost like $3 million because of the dead cap hit. That's what happens, man. You sign guys, right? And if you end up, they don't make the team, there's repercussions. That's why you have 90 guys that you got to try to make sure that they make the team. But everybody that gets cut, there's some kind of ramifications, right? So I know for a fact that Lyle Collins being cut did cost us some money. So I did not hear anything about Joey Bosa, to be honest with you. I'll be very, very honest. Didn't hear a thing about Joey Bosa. But for the most part, we're sitting at a little bit of chunk of change. So if you think that we're gonna sit here and try to sign someone, it ain't happening. And I'm gonna tell you this: if we didn't sign Justin Simmons, which only signed for a mere $8 million, bro, we broke. We broke. But this was calculated. Like my man said, 30 mil dead cap from Diggs alone. I mean, Diggs, we knew that this was not going to be the year that we were going to splurge because we needed to make sure that we took care of business. So we got rid of it on these books, this year's books. So by next year, we'll be in the positive. So that's when you'll start to see us make some moves, some major moves. And then you'll see Brandon Bean do what Brandon Bean does. But as of right now, here's where we stand. So I'm mad at it. Got to know his scouting report. Who are you talking about? You talking about MJ? You talking about Marvin Harrison? Listen, he's going to be a problem. And we are going to have to find someone that is going to match up well. This is why I love the fact that we see the emergence of Kyer Elam. The emergence of Kyer Elam, and I said this early in the offseason when they were talking about how well he's been doing. It seems like he's turned a corner, because if the zone does not work against Kyler Murray or the matchup is just not working out and we need to put big body on big body, this is where a Kyer Elam on MJH might come in. Marvin Harrison Jr. might come in handy. So this is where Bobby Babich, defensive coordinator, is going to have to come up and cook up a good defensive game plan for us to stifle this Arizona Cardinals offense. Because anything with Kyler Murray is going to be explosive / kind of off the cuff, innovative, you know what I'm saying, and kind of like a Josh Allen game plan. Hard to game plan for a guy like Josh Allen. Why? Because he's unpredictable. He's absolutely unpredictable. And so is Kyler Murray. When you think you got him in your grasp, when you think you got him dead to rights, they do something special. And that's the facts. Josh Allen is one of that caliber player. Kyler Murray is absolutely that caliber player. I mean, we got it firsthand. Mario Addison was on his trail. I'm still pissed to this day when that play comes up. Mario Addison was absolutely on his trail. All he had to do was stay on his feet. In my opinion, stay on your feet, flush him out. But the fact that you dove for his legs and he got out of that, give him time. And voila. You know what? I don't want to even talk about it. Let me just show you. Let me just pause this. It's nasty work. And let me just pop this out real quick, because I got to show y'all. If I'm going to have pain right now, y'all going to share the pain with me. You guys are going to share this pain with me. And they don't want to talk about it. And they want to say Josh Allen is overrated. Man, y'all can kick rocks, man. Y'all can kick rocks. Remember this? We're down 3 points with 39 seconds left.
Second and one for the Bills. They handle the rush. Allen looking. End zone.
What touchdown. A throw. What a catch. Stephon Diggs with the grab. You miss those days, don't you? I know I do.
Has been the best receiver in the NFL this season.
And he ran against their number one cover guy.
And this Patrick was 4 years ago.
And really,
this
just
is when that bromance was just
wasn't
buddy.
Much guile, wasn't much of a move. All he did was beat him upfield
and there it is.
Angle to the outside.
Oh, and Kyler Murray. Shotgun. This is the thing that kills you, bro. Oh, I've played this more so many times.
Shotgun.
Mario Addison, just stay on your feet, baby. Stay on your feet. Stay on your feet. Oh! 7 seconds. Game time. What a throw. What a pitch. What a catch. It hurts. I need to stop that. I need to stop the pain. But you guys already know what time it is. So, unpredictable player. He's damn good. Kyler Murray is damn good, but so is Josh. So, that matchup is going to be something else. So, it's going to be about mistakes. I mean, I don't want to get into it just now, but you guys don't know what time it is, man. So, listen. An hour was one I wanted to do tonight. I wanted to talk about those two things that stood out. I feel like we got there. I do want to say one last thing before we get out of here, man. For this Ricky Parcell situation that just took place, What a wild event. You go to a, you go to an event, a signing to do what you got to do. You got obligations. And then you have these fools that are out there just preying on you. And brother wanted that man's Rolex, allegedly. He wanted a watch. And Ricky didn't want to give it up. Ricky was like, you ain't taking my watch. So there was a tussle. My man got one let off in the chest. I guess it went right through. No organs, nothing. No vital organs. Pop, and right through the back. And I guess allegedly took his own piece or the other guy's piece. I don't know what happened. Shot him in the hand. Boy got arrested and got shot in the hand. And I guess he still got his Rolex. But here's the thing. I'm just talking for myself. If I came into some cash play, I mean, I came into some big time money. And I know myself, so I just know who I am. But anyway, I came into big money. Bro, this ain't real. This is an accessory. It's an accessory. Bro, you can have it. What do you want? You want me to wrap it up for you? Man, here, take this. Oh, you want this too? Take that. It's not worth it. It's never worth it. Never. Materialistic things, bro, have that. I know people are like, yo, but that's testing your manhood. That's testing. Yo, you can't just come and roll up on you and just take your stuff. Bro, it takes actually more mental fortitude to just say, to just pretty much live another day, to say, you know what? It's not worth it. I got my wife at home. I got my three young children. I got my mom I got to think of. I got my bro. I got people depending on me. And for this, bro, you can have that. Let me toss that over here. Let me toss that over there. Be on my way. Be on my way. It's nasty work, man. He could have lost his life. God bless that man that day. He blessed Ricky Parcells that day and says, yo, it's not your time. Man, oh, man. So I say all this to say, yo, bro, listen, all this jewelry, all this other stuff, bro, you want it, you can have it. Have that stuff, bro, especially because these guys are big time. They're celebrities. And there was Debo Samuel came in and we'll say, hey, man. And it's hard for someone. He made a statement today and made a comment. And I understood his comment, but it's hard for someone not to abide by that. But here's what he said. He says, listen, I know that you guys want to see these players, and I'm paraphrasing here. I know you want to see these players. I know you want to, you know what I mean, take a picture of them. And you might see, for instance, Josh Allen might be walking in. I don't know how this would even happen. Maybe it would. What is that? Galleria Mall you guys have in Buffalo? Is that what it's called? The Galleria Mall? I thought it was a pretty chill mall. I've been there before. So Josh Allen's walking in Galleria Mall. It's instinct for someone to say, holy crap, I'm at Galleria Mall, and I just saw Josh Allen. And he's walking into Lids and copping a hat or two, right? And all of a sudden, it's all over the place. You can't help that. You can't say, no, don't take pictures. People are going to do that. People are going to do that. This world is it Cheektowaga? Cheektowaga Mall? Nah, is it Galleria Mall? Or is it in Cheektowaga? Anyways, I'm not from Buffalo, man, but you guys catch what I'm saying, right? It's hard for someone to not take picture of someone that you admire or you love and you like, holy crap, I'm not going to go up to him, but this is crazy. Here's Josh Allen. This is crazy. I just saw James Cook. It's hard to. But he was spared, man. And Ricky Parcells out of the hospital, apparently. Back in the gym, apparently. He's been put on the 4-week pup list. He's not gonna be playing, so it'll be. I don't know how long it'll be. I mean, Brian Robinson from the Commanders got shot, and he was mid season. Came back in, and was ready to go. Many men wish death upon me. Anyway, Rico Parcells got away with that one. God bless that man. He said, "Yo, you got it's not your time." Thank you, Galleria and Cheektowaga, the Galleria Mall. That's the one. Did I get it right? The Galleria, correct? All right, man. The Galleria Mall. I remember a couple things about Buffalo. I do. I like the city. It's a nice city. Big fan. But anyway, that's my time, folks. That's my time. I just wanted to jump on here and touch on Diggs because those are the hot topics right now. You know what time it is. It's the hot topics. And I wanted to touch on Ryan Clark. And I think I represented what a lot of Bills fans were thinking in the moment. And that is, we love Jordan Poyer. We love Micah Hyde. Even when they retire, they're still going to have a place, you know what I'm saying, amongst Bills fans. I wouldn't be surprised if they say, hey, man, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, I mean, it takes a lot to get there, but yo, listen, we're gonna put you in the Ring of Honor, man. That's how much you meant to Buffalo. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna do that, but I could totally see it happening. Totally see it happening. My man Randy Proke says, yo, that stuff is worth nothing. You're absolutely right, man. Lose your health, you will understand true loss and pain. Just saying, as a doc of 40 years, nothing worth more than your health. Rico speaks truth. Yo, I'm telling you. Let me get more into personal with it. I won't say personal, but it's just you don't know what it is to be blessed to walk around until you're in the hospital bed, just what am I doing here? Or like, I can't believe this. Like there are people that are out there that wish they could be doing the things that we are doing. The very easy things of going for a walk. Yo, every day is a blessing, I'm telling you, man. Like, God has blessed me with my family and all stuff, and I don't take nothing for granted. I pray every day to thank you for everything, man. So, yo, this is a moment for y'all to be kind to everybody that's out there, man. Be kind, man. You don't know what anybody's going through, for real. You know what I mean? So, somebody wants to take your stuff, man, they're probably going through it. They're probably going to take that to pawn it, to go do whatever they need to do with that. Man, have that. This is what makes you happy? Cool. I'm walking away breathing and going to see and to do things that really do matter. Anyway, I'm done. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Randy got me in my feels right there. Anyway, that's my time, folks. Let that music cue up. So we appreciate you always. Season's around the corner. We just getting ramped up, ready to go. I got my guy Z-Buck coming back. We're going to have a show for you guys on Friday. Maybe Thursday, we'll see. And then we'll get it popping from there. If you guys haven't had a chance to download the Bleacher Report app, go ahead and download that thing and follow me on Bleacher Report. I just had a video just the other day making a prediction on how many games we're going to win. I struggled again. I see 12 wins. I can see 13, but I could also see 11. It's tough. And by the way, I want you guys to make sure you listen to Kim Betts. She says, like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you know exactly when we go live. So that's my time, folks. My man Dan says, yo, Rico, please. Our people are so evil. Oh, trust me. I know, brother. I know. Trust me. So you guys have yourself a fantastic evening. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. It's the Rico Report. It's your boy, Rico. Until next time, it's your boy, and I'm gone. Let's go. Peace. I'm a Buffalo fanatic.
Yeah. Buffalo Fanatics. It's Don Brown. Yeah. I'm a fanatic, I'm a Buffalo fanatic, play good, be humble, number 17 the captain, I'm a Buffalo fanatic, just like Rico, going live, talking to my people, cause the team's driven like West Hurt, other team can't, it's a repo, the opponent's gotta call the triple O, Bills Mafia, we heating up, we too electrical, we got the plug, electric show, we wired up, hit a Rico, he fired up, we know where we stand on a power ranking, other teams fans in the comments hating, we block them all, we protecting Josh, salute the hemp, he the general now, Rico got legends for interviews, how the Buffalo Bills got the best fan base.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.